Clock Court is a large courtyard space surrounded by red brick buildings with large windows, turrets, and chimneys. It's the heart of the oldest part of the palace. There is a large clock tower over the archway of the entrance you've just entered through. It has a black astronomical clock face with the 12 zodiac signs in gold and is flanked by two turrets. Below the clock, there is a coat of arms belonging to Thomas Wolsey, a key figure on this tour. It shows his crest held up by two angels. Either side of the crest, there are terracotta busts of Roman emperors. Glenn Richardson, professor of early modern history at St. Mary's University in Twickenham, tells us more about the connection Wolsey forged with the king, Henry VIII.
Henry wanted to make a name for himself, and Wolsey saw that in supporting Henry, against the advice sometimes of his many counsellors, he might make a way for himself in Henry's favour. For over 20 years, Henry VIII and Wolsey worked together, consulting each other, sharing an intelligence and a mutual admiration of each other's talents.
With the archway you came through behind you, to the right of the courtyard, there's a row of 14 white columns, contrasting the rest of the red courtyard buildings. These are a 17th century addition to the palace, which partially hide Thomas Wolsey's original private apartments. Kerry Draper is curator of historic buildings for historic royal palaces.
The Wolsey Rooms, as they are known, were created to be a warm and comfortable retreat, as well as a place to conduct business. They are exceptionally significant as part of the oldest part of the palace and one of my favorite places to visit. One can almost imagine Wolsey still here, walking these very rooms, looking out over the gardens towards the River Thames, whilst carrying out the king's business.
We're now going to head to the Wolsey Rooms. You can pause these instructions at any point if you need more time. Behind the row of white columns, there are three doors. Head towards the columns, around 20 meters away. Once you're there, go through the columns and make your way to the furthest door to your left along the back wall. Go through this door, down a ramp, and turn immediately right. Follow the brick wall on your right all the way down until you come to an open door in a low archway. Do mind your head here. There is a step up into the turret. Go through the doorway, and ahead of you is a spiral staircase. When you're ready, make your way up this staircase. It has 20 steps and curves round to the right. A banister runs the length of the left-hand wall. At the top of the staircase, open the door in front of you by pulling the handle towards you. Take care here, as there is a second door which might be sticking out in this small space to your left. Move a couple of steps forward and go through this open door on the left. The first artwork is immediately to your left, behind a low wooden barrier.